Cape Talk, new beginnings.
Well, as we continue our live broadcast from the Orion Organization in Atlantis, the focus for the remainder of this half hour is on employment opportunities for people living with disability. As you heard from CEO Hanel Cronje in the first half hour, access to employment remains one of the big challenges for people living with disability. There are still so many employers who are scared. They are fearful of the unknown. They're fearful of the potential costs involved. They just don't know whether their organization has the capacity to adapt to employing someone with a disability. And in the next couple of minutes, we're going to hear from some case studies, which I hope will start changing that mindset. First, though, Hanel, let's just recap. Hanel Cronje is the CEO of the Orion organization. We know that the figures are disproportionately higher. It is a minuscule percentage of people living with disability who are lucky enough to have work. We spoke earlier about that fear of the unknown, that the reasons why some employers don't want to go there. Is it also to do with issues outside of the workplace itself, with issues like access to public transport to get somebody to work, for example?
That's a very, very important item in this whole issue of employment for people with disability. Because when a person is disabled and they late for work, people wouldn't say, but the bus service had some problems or anything. They'll just say, but disabled people always come late. So there's almost this little tagging thing where we tag people with disability for many reasons. If they have a family issue or compassionate leave required, then people say, but it's because they're disabled. There's never an opportunity for them to prove themselves aligned with other employees. They're always tagged. And I think that brings across this message of people with disability cannot be depended on. They cannot really do their work properly. I would like to actually, you have mentioned this case study, but we have recently had contact with Woolworths in Bayside, and they have offered employment opportunities for people with disability. And I know we're fortunate to have Tom McLaughlin on the show a little later. But three people got the opportunity. And it was phenomenal to see how they grew, how they actually aligned themselves with other people in the workplace. Mm-hmm. They didn't have to work in the back, in the packaging department or whatever. They could work in front of office and they could prove to the community that they can do exactly the same. I know, and it was mentioned by the store manager at Bayside, that people get cross, for instance, with somebody that's deaf, and they want to ask a question, and the person shows them the tag indicating that they're deaf, and they cannot hear, and that they will call somebody that can help, and they get cross. I need service. I want them to do what I need, you know. And it's actually the attitude of not only the employers, but also the community that breaks down the willingness, the eagerness, mm-hmm. and also the spirit of people with disability in looking for employment.
Now let's talk about what you're doing right here on your premises. Your work center has capacity for, is it 150 adults?
Yes. We have, at present, we have about 100 people working here, mm-hmm. which includes a team that works in the garden and on the premises. These people are proud of taking a very specific role in the contracts that we have. Mm-hmm. And if we say contracts, it's not minimal stuff. It's big contracts with companies like TRW, where we are involved in packing and assembling units for life-saving issue packages in a vehicle, mm-hmm. like the airbags and the safety belts. We are working for Powertech, K-Tech, Hangerman, very important, because we can actually allow people with lower functional levels to be involved in that. And I think our work, there are many more. We've got 10 different contracts with companies outside of Orion. And these people have bought in. And I've actually spoken to important stakeholders in this business about what makes them buy in to work done by Orion and its people with disability. And they indicated very clearly it's high quality. It's people are doing it's disciplined work. There is, however, this whole notion of, you know, we kind of need to do good too. Mm-hmm. But there's also this buy-in into getting people with disability to be proud of what they are doing. And they are keen to adhere to time slots, to dates that they need to be doing things. And I think that makes them feel we become similar to those work in a corporate environment. Yet the minds of people out there, employers, and also other stakeholders, funders, need to be changed because they need to also see the value, the growth potential, and also the development that can happen into individual people with disability had they have the opportunity to work, not only in our work center, but also most probably outside.
Let me bring in somebody who can share the experience at first hand. Sitting to your left is Sally Redshaw from Atlantis Foundries, one of your partner organizations. Sally, thanks for popping in to the broadcast today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us about Atlantis Foundries' relationship with Orion.
Okay. We've been involved with Orion, I think it's our third year now. We're not actually doing any work for them at the moment. We're hoping that in future that we can have some further partnerships together in providing some work opportunities for the people of Orion. What we've done more is on the funding support side. Mm-hmm. We join the Orion Gala event every year. The next one's coming up on Saturday, so if you've not got your tickets yet, get them now. Mm-hmm. And during which there's a lot of beautiful paintings that are auctioned off. So we actually bought last year quite a lot of the paintings, and we use them for our new reception area at Atlantis Foundries. But this year we've gotten more and more involved with everybody at Orion, which has been absolutely fantastic. They made a bit of a plea for refurbishing their whole administration building. Mm-hmm. And I'd just done the one at our company and thought, well, okay, I'm not an interior designer, but I can try. And I think everybody needs a bit of colour in their life. So mm-hmm. hopefully I brought a lot of colour into their lives and worked on refurbing the whole of their administration building. And I think those that have been here now that have been there before can see a huge difference. And I just think, you know, it's part about giving back. These people work so hard in trying to create these opportunities for everybody. And I think they just deserve a little bit back for themselves as well. So hopefully it gives them a much nicer place to work and brightens their day.
Fantastic. I mean, you speak about creating opportunities and the fact that you would work with Orion going forward to see whether there are spaces within your own organization where people can be of use and of value. Is it a hard sell for you to take that message back to work and say, I want us to do this, or do you find that your organization is open and willing?
No, our organization is open and willing. The difficulty that we have is it's a very harsh environment that we work in. It is a foundry, so it is dangerous, or it can be dangerous. You've got to be very careful. So I think the opportunities that we can create is more about providing work here for the people to work here. So we've got some recycling things that maybe we can bring into the organization that they can do the work here, but still work in partnership with us.
Okay. Sally, it looks great. So I didn't see what it was like before, but it was a bright and cheerful welcome that greeted us today. So good
Thanks.
Job on the refurbishment. Hanul, I mean, what has the support of Atlantis Foundries meant to you?
Incredible. I think we were so thrilled, and they did it during a period that we weren't here. So it was stunning coming back after a week in mid-year that we usually close for a short period just to allow for freshing up the staff, because they are really working in an environment which creates a high level of burnout. And when we got back, it was like, wow. And it created this feeling of, oh man, it's so nice to come to work in the morning, coming to share, and we feel there's like a kick, and we are energetic, looking forward to come to work every day, and we feel that we're in this corporate environment all of a sudden, out of this traditional welfare that pulls you down. You feel like, oh, you'll drag your feet in the morning because the environment remains the same, and it had been for 20 plus years. So you can imagine all of a sudden how it can just change the lives of those that use the facility now.
fantastic story. Sally, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Thanks.
I would like to bring Tom into the conversation next. You heard his name mentioned just now. Tom McLaughlin is going to chat to us about the partnership between Orion and Woolworths and Hangerman. And this is one of the largest and longest standing contracts that Orion has in place. Tom McLaughlin, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us about your history with Orion. How did this relationship begin?
Well, about 30-odd years ago, the clothing clothing retailers changed from metal hangers to plastic hangers. Mm-hmm. And we did this at Woolworths, and the customers gave us back the hangers and said they didn't want these plastic hangers. We still don't like plastic today, as it happens, but they gave us back the plastic hangers, and I was looking for somebody to clean them so I could be reused in that. And I read in the Cape Times one morning that there was this little outfit in Atlantis desperate for repetitive work. Mm-hmm. And I tried to clean the hangers myself, and I got bored very quickly. So I took a bootload of hangers in a car, came out here, and the rest is history. I think you've done 300 million hangers for Woolworths in those 30 years. My numbers might be probably higher, but... these people have done an incredible job, and I learned a lot from it. I learned that they want to work, they enjoy working, and they get a great deal of satisfaction out of working. Mm. And so for me to give them the work, to see that reaction, is just incredible. They have. We've never had a quality control problem in 30-plus years.
That's fantastic.
At 300 million pieces, I dare any other... a factory in the world to come up with, stats like that.
Yeah, that's a remarkable story. I mean, Hanold, as you said, this is one of your longest-standing first major clients. What has that relationship meant to Orion over the past 30 years?
It actually created this feeling of we've got secure friends in the world of creating development of people with disability. Development of people with disability doesn't just depend on what we do for them right here at Orion, but it also means it adds value to their lives if they know that they're doing something for others. Mm. People out there, it's a different world for them, having to know that they can do something which is not within Atlantis or within the four fences of Orion. Mm. So yes, for them, it's an opportunity second to none, and they take pride. When the box of hangers get thrown on the table and they need to start sorting, it's like, wow. And in a minute or two, you know, the whole heap lowers down, and it's like major. So yes, to Woolworths and Hangerman, I think in this case I would like to say that Woolworths was instigating or initiating this relationship through Hangerman, and today they are our biggest partner. They are our friends, and they are the ones that make sure that people who are of a low functional level can also do something feasible, something important, something that they can share and can say, we did it, we made a difference.
Tom, I was going to ask whether there have been any challenges or whether it's ever been a hard sell to continue this relationship, but with the figures like 300 million hangers processed and not one quality,
no,
I guess
question.
The answer is no.
No question at all. In fact, we've tried to find more and more ways of working together. We found one of them in, we buy a lot of equipment to move our food around in, mm-hmm. and one of the local packaging companies in Atlantis, Impact, they were introduced to Orion, and now Orion assembles their trolleys and dollies and puts wheels on things, and, mm-hmm. and so we see even the equipment we use in Woolworths now has an Orion source. We have an art gallery in Woolworths head office where mm-hmm. we display and sell some of the art. And the art is getting better and better, I've noticed. Thanks, Veronica, for doing that. But it's getting, you know, it's more and more... it's a nice coffee area for Woolworths staff. And mm-hmm. on the wall are pictures. And next to the picture is a little resume of the person with Down syndrome or cerebral palsy. And you know, what they, a few the words
story.
From them. Yeah.
Fantastic. So. I guess in closing, Tom, I mean, it's been a positive relationship for you. It's one that's grown, and that it's wonderful to hear that it's spreading into other organizations. What would your message be today to other corporates who may be sitting there thinking, I've been too scared, I've thought it would be too difficult to include people with disability in our organization? It's clearly a move that's worked for you.
Well, I think two things. One, don't be scared. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to fear here. In fact, you get so much love back from the people here that it's almost overwhelming. You've never sensed it until you've done it. And secondly, you know, it works. It really works. So why resist?
Why indeed. Tom McLaughlin, thanks for joining us today, speaking there about the relationship between Woolworths, Hangerman and Orion. Hanel, Sally earlier mentioned the fact that you've got your big fundraising gala coming up this
That's
weekend.
Right.
And just in the minute before we go to the news, I think it's a good opportunity to tell our listeners about it in case they'd like to buy a couple of the tickets that are still left, because 5 o'clock today, I believe, is the deadline.
That's true. And I need to tell the whole of the Western Cape, please don't be scared, like Tom said. Don't be scared. We're going to have our annual gala this year in the aquarium in Cape Town. It's going to be a celebration of note. Please, if you didn't buy your tickets or a table, I mean, a table would be much better, I would think, because you can bring all your stakeholders and those you care for, you can bring them with. And please come and celebrate. Papa here is going to be our MC. Think for yourself. It's fantastic. She's going to be wild that night. So please come and have a look.
With your permission.
So please don't hesitate. Tickets are R1,000 each, which I think is rocking the boat slightly. But I must admit, you're not going to have any outing of this nature ever for that price. It's going to be wow. So please be there. Phone us immediately. We're on the line. And our number is 021-572-8490. But if you forget, just have a look at our website. It's www.orionorganization.org. Don't hesitate. It's time to come for a big celebration. In the aquarium, there's going to be not only fish and all kind of sea creatures, but all kind of other things to celebrate. Thank you.
Can't wait to join you there on Saturday.